This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Thomas Cook, a 178-year-old British travel company, went into liquidation today after failing to find emergency funding from creditors or the UK government. The collapse puts 22,000 jobs at risk and leaves 600,000 customers around the world in limbo, like these passengers at Manchester Airport in the north of England.
Got told to come here now to find out my flight's been cancelled with three kids. My son's got ADHD and autism and they're sobbing their heart out in the car.
So yesterday I contacted to check everything were going ahead as normal with the holiday. They told me that under no circumstance would the holiday be cancelled. Set off here at 3 a.m. and they've told us now that the holiday can't go ahead as there's no planes available.
The UK's Civil Aviation Authority already started bringing vacationers back to the country in what's now the biggest ever peacetime repatriation process. So what do you do when the travel company you've used to book a vacation goes out of business? Simon Calder, travel editor at The Independent, is about to find out for himself.
I booked a trip shortly before midnight because I was seeing lots of signals that Thomas Cook was failing. And in order to see if the company was still trading, the best way to do it was to go through the process of booking a holiday.
Now, Simon, like many customers, you will probably be without a holiday. So what are your rights now? What happens to that booking now?
European passenger rights rules are very clear. If you're booking a holiday, then you get very good consumer protection as long as you booked the flights and accommodation in a single transaction. This is a way of making sure that people are properly protected.
Now, Thomas Cook's collapse isn't just a UK travel problem, but it's one for vacation goers all over the world.
They operate in 16 countries. The main markets are in Germany and in the UK, but they've got interests in Finland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, France, Italy, and they've even got interests in Russia. In the days when they had much more of a kind of monopoly on global travel, they used to be absolutely worldwide, and they would be the people that you would automatically travel with if you were of a certain class. But unfortunately, they found they were being left behind. It was just an old giant company that sadly refused to move with the times, and now they, the investors and the staff, are suffering as a result.
Simon Calder there. Now, one of the companies Thomas Cook hoped would come to its rescue was its biggest shareholder, the Chinese conglomerate Fosun. That didn't materialize, and the UK company's collapse sent Fosun shares down as much as 5% today. The BBC's Robin Brandt has more from Fosun's headquarters in Shanghai.
Fosun is a Chinese conglomerate with tens of billions in assets. It's in the pharmaceuticals business, banking and assurance, and it's also, of course, in holidays and leisure. It's had an interest in Thomas Cook for several years now, and it's been leading efforts to try and buy the rest of the company that it doesn't already own. Fosun has told the French news agency AFP it is disappointed about the collapse. It was interested in Thomas Cook because it wanted to try and bring package tours to a burgeoning domestic travel industry in China. It may now decide it wants to buy up or cherry pick parts of Thomas Cook that it doesn't already own and push ahead with the business here.
Robin Brandt reporting there.